Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We're back again this morning with another installment of The Real ICT. We do it on Tuesday mornings at this time at Power 93.5. City Councilman, District 1, Brandon Johnson, back in again. Good morning, Brandon. How are you, man?
Doing well. Good morning. Appreciate the invite again.
Always. And of course, City Council meeting coming up later on today. A couple of big items are on this morning's agenda. What are they?
You know, one of the big things that we're talking about today is areas exempt for alcohol consumption. We found out that you can't have beer gardens and such at different parks around the city. There's only areas downtown where you can have that. So we're looking at possibly amending that ordinance to allow you to have that at a community event. If you do the application, you can apply to have a beer garden and have some adult beverages.
Why did this all come up?
There's actually several groups. The Juneteenth celebration, there's another celebration down by Central Standard Brewing that they wanted to use a park and found out there were some restrictions that wouldn't allow you to use the park. Mm. So with that, there was conversation about how about we make it a community application and allow more people to use it. And I think that helps out our events and local businesses as well.
Well, I think it would apply to also parks or city buildings where people might host a wedding reception or something like that.
Yeah.
Because those restrictions apply to those places right now as it stands, which is all the more reason why you guys need to have a good hard look at it.
Right.
I don't want to put you on the spot, Councilman, but any indication you would like to share with the citizens of the city this morning?
You know, personally, I think as times change, you know, we might as well have those types of things at our events. You know, I believe the citizens can control themselves with beer and wine or whatever it might be.
All right, there it is. Okay, you heard him.
Can individuals apply to be able to drink in a park?
Yeah. I got my drinking permit, officer. Hey, it's my drinking card here.
Got a signature on it. Look, it's official.
Exactly. Maybe get one of those challenge coins or something like that. Keep it in your pocket.
No, I don't think you should have a coin. That won't work?
No. All right. Brandon Johnson on with us this morning. The Real ICT City Council meeting coming up here in just a little while, shortly after 9 a.m. There's another item that's getting a lot of attention this morning. What is it?
There is a permit to use a 80-foot tall wireless communication tower over on 18th and Woodland. And that is something that we returned to MAPC a few weeks ago.
MAPC, hold on, what's that?
Metro Area Planning Commission.
Got it.
They are the group that approves it before it comes to the council. So we sent it back for more review, and it's coming before us this Tuesday. And it's coming before us today, and we will see what happens then.
Nah, it's not going to be like some other company that tried to put power poles in people's front yards.
You know, that company just did it. At least this one has some oversight.
Okay.
We have a say-so.
All right. We didn't say what the company was.
We did not.
But nonetheless.
I have seen the poles. Boy, are they big.
Boy, yeah. Okay. City Councilman Brandon Johnson on with us this morning, talking about big poles in Riverside and also
drinking in the park.
Yeah, drinking in the park with the hitman and Carl. I don't know how we managed to take the business and government and make it sound like it's funny, but nonetheless. Until next week, Brandon, thank you for being on with us, man. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Never a dull moment on Power 93.5.
You got that right. The Real ICT with Brandon Johnson, the hitman and Carla.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.